Chapter 12. The Tanner Brats. During the next few weeks, when Jack wasn't helping the bard, he was trying to keep peace at home. Pega returned and was of great help, but even she was becoming irritable. Hazel threw unexplained tantrums. Father spent most of his time in the fields or drinking ale with the blacksmith. Mother found fault with everything. The only good thing was that Thorgil stayed away. Jack didn't know what he would have done if she'd been added to the explosive mix.
"It's those Tanner brats," said Bluett
at one of Jack's nightly meetings with the hobgoblins.
"They've decided to move in permanently, and they're trying to drive out Pega and Hazel."
"Are you sure?" said Jack. He knew Bluett complained about everything, even that the sun rose in the east and disturbed his sleep. Bluett, like all hobgoblins, was happiest underground.
"He's right," said the bugaboo. "We can hear everything they say."
He unfurled his ears to demonstrate how very keen hobgoblin hearing could be.
"They've been unforgivably cruel to dear Pega. I was within a heartbeat of taking steps, but the bard said I had to get your permission."
Jack wondered what taking steps involved. Hobgoblins, if threatened, could stand up to dragons. "I haven't noticed Imma and Ithla doing anything bad," he said.
"Blistering beetles! The first thing Dragon Tongue taught you was how to observe and melt into the background," exploded Bluett. "What good is it spying on animals when you've got people at home that need watching?"
It had simply never occurred to Jack that the same skills he used to study animals could work on humans. The bard called it being cloaked in the life force. You became part of the landscape, no more noticeable than a tree or rock. Jack had become so good at this, mice perched on his feet to nibble seeds, and birds landed on his shoulders. "I suppose I could spy on them," he faltered, thinking that there was something low about the activity when it involved people.
"Well, you'd better do something fast," Bluett said. "They're making my Hazel miserable, and I won't put up with it much longer."
So Jack began observing the activities.